Sanhedrin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. Mishnah says, in Matzu lo Zuchus, after the arguments that went on among the Dayanim, among the judges, about whether he's guilty or innocent, if they're able to find him innocent, Pataru, they let him go, Vim Lav, and if not, then the Mavir Dino Lamacher, instead of deciding immediately that he's guilty, they push off his din till the next day. They never pronounce guilt on the same day, as we learned earlier. Hayim is davgin zugos zugos. They would pair up with each other, the dayanim, in order to be able to discuss in depth into his din to determine what it should be. Umemat and memachal, they would minimize their food. V'lohayu shosin yayin kol hayom, they wouldn't drink wine all day. V'nosin v'nosin kol halayla, and they would give and take about the issue all night long. V'lamachras, the next morning, mashkimin uvoyin lebezin, get up early and go to the bezdin. Hamazaka omer, those who voted for innocence up until that point, they say, ani mazaka, I vote for innocence, mazaka, ani mekomi, I remain in that position. V'machayev omer, the one who says guilt, ani mechayev, he says that I was saying before that he's guilty, v'machayev ani mekomi, I remain in that position. Hamalamid chova malamid zchus. During the arguments, somebody who was teaching a position that he should be considered to be chova, he should be guilty, can change his mind and say b'la mitzchus, he can say and explain why he should be innocent. But somebody who's been arguing that he should be found innocent is not allowed to turn around now and say that he feels he should be guilty. Now, that's only up until the point of the actual vote. If he believes him to be guilty, he can still vote for guilt. It just means in the process of discussion, we don't not allow him to turn his position around to guilt. Again, this is all part of the idea of Itzilo Ha'eda, of trying to find the person to be innocent. Toba Dover, if they, in their discussions of the next day, they find they made a mistake, Shnei Sofri HaDayanin Maskirin Osan, then the two Sofri HaDayanin, the two scribes who were writing down all of the positions, they remind them. In Matzu Lo Zchus, again, after they've done all this give and take, even the next day, if they find innocent, Pataru, then let them go. V'imlav, Umdin Laminyan. If not, then they come to accounting and they actually take a vote. Shnimasar Mizakin, V'achadasar Mechayvin. If 12 people, 12 of the 23 Dayanim, they find an innocence, and 11 of them find him to be guilty, Zakai. So then he's won innocence by one vote, which is okay. Shneimasar mechayvin, achadasar mazakin. However, if 12 vote for guilt and 11 vote for innocence, then you only have one guilty. He's only guilty by one vote. Vafila chadas, that does not enough. Vafila chadasar mazakin, achadasar mechayvin. Even if you have 11 people saying innocent and 11 people saying guilty, ve'echad omreini yadeh, and one says I don't know. Even if you have 22 out of the 23 going in either direction, the echad omer in yodam, one says, I don't know, yosifu adayanin, you add on more judges. And that's the case also if you have 12 saying he's guilty and 11 saying he's innocent, and we say that's not enough, you need more than one vote in innocence, and they have to add more dayanim. Ad kama mosifin, and they keep on adding in groups of two, so that it would remain an odd number, which is what you need for a Beis Din. Ad kama masifin, up until what number do they add? Shnayim, shnayim, they keep on adding two. Ad shivim echad, until they reach 71. Now, once you reach 71, so if you have shloshim v'shisha mizakin, you have 36 of the 72 saying that he is, 36 of the 71 saying that he is innocent. Shloshim v'chamisha mechayvin, and 35 saying he's guilty. Zakai, so then he's innocent because you can be innocent by one vote. Shloshim v'shisha mechayvin, shloshim v'chamisha mezakin. If you have 36 saying he's guilty, and you have 35 saying he's innocent, so, and you're not allowed to find him guilty just by one vote. And you also, at this point, once you get to 71, you can't add any more dayanim. So dun and elu keneged elu. So they have to just argue with each other. Ad sheyira echad min hamechayvin divrei mezakin, until one of the ones who were voting for guilt, here is the other side, and here is the innocent side. And therefore, once he hears the innocent side, so then you would have a majority of people voting for innocent. Now, the truth of the matter is, it could be the other way around, too. You could end up having one of the people voting for innocent saying he's guilty, and now you have two extra votes for guilt, and that would be enough to find him guilty. However, the Mishnah wants to find wants to suggest a positive spin on the case, but it would be true the other direction as well.